Hi there, beautiful souls. I'm thrilled to welcome you to the enchanting world of traditional medicine with Shaman Flora. I'm your guide on this journey, Ximena Garcia. And in this captivating podcast, we embark on a journey to explore the depths of self-discovery through the magic of traditional medicine. Sit back, relax, and let's uncover the mysteries of plant medicine together. Hello, hello, my dear friends. Welcome back to the last episode of the season. You heard correctly, this will be the last episode of the season. As all of you know, right now we are going through a lot of transitions in what's happening in our lives. I have more than 5 people in my life right now that they're moving to new places, they're changing careers, they're changing lives. There is a lot of change coming out right now with the season going from winter to spring. It seems like we all move with that flow. So we're being pushed towards that direction. So am I. I just moved to a new place. This is the first episode that I'm making in my new place in Phoenix. I'm not in Sedona anymore. So it's an interesting shift of spaces now, going from like a tourist town to now a metropolitan city. Very, very different space, and I love it. If you have any questions, let me know. But I have yet to experience Phoenix, so I can't say anything about the city. And then with pretty soon next week, heading down to the jungle and hosting a space for people to work with medicine and to be in the land and connect to the land that I bought and to give back to it. So because of that, I'm taking a break. I'm taking a break for the month of April. So this will be the last episode until May 1st. It's not that much time, but I do need that time to be down in the jungle, connect with myself, connect with the earth, with why I'm doing what I'm doing, to also expand my capacity to work in this space, learn from the tribes, learn from the people that are there, learn from the space, the people that are going to be working with the medicine. Is going to be a lot of things. Every time I go down to the jungle, my capacity to grow expands tremendously. It's one of those things that if you knew me, you will know that as the days lead to go into the jungle, I go through my own process of pre-purging. There is a lot of things that open up. There is a lot for me going on in terms of shedding old beliefs from people pleasing or having to be a version of me that it doesn't serve who I am anymore, and kind of going deeper into my why and my commitment to this work. Working in the space of medicines and rediscovering myself is also teaching me that the space needs the same thing. So the space itself is going through its own transformation of what it is, what it does, what it provides, and why it provides what it provides. And at the same time, there are so many projects that are coming on the way of Shaman Flora that I'm really, really, really exciting. Things like creating a school for people to come in and study the plants from a place that is much more medicinal. It has nothing to do with working with ayahuasca or taking the medicine to become a shaman or a facilitator. Is more about learning how to use these plants from the Amazon that were given to us by a spirit so we can learn how to heal ourselves. And then once we heal ourselves, then a lot of paths start opening up for us in terms of understanding who we are where we're going and what is our purpose in this life, right? Because one of the things that I'm learning is the importance of purpose for us humans. It's so important for us to understand the direction that we're going. Who are we serving? What are we doing with our lives? Are we using our lives valiably? Are we not wasting our time? Are we going to the places, seeing the things, talking to people, having the experiences that we need in order for us to feel alive? And how do we feel alive? What makes us feel alive? And understanding all those little nuances of us is what has us learn what we want to do in our life. The other day, someone asked me, what is your hobby? And I sat there and I thought to myself, damn, I have a lot of hobbies. I have a lot of things that I like. One of my hobbies is looking out of the window and watching the birds. I do that at least once a week. Playing music, singing, spending time with my cats, knitting, pole dancing, coloring, painting, working out, building, traveling. And that's just the ones that I can think on the top of my head. The list goes on and on and on and on. And the reason why that is because I have got to know myself so much to the point that I have better understandings every single day of what I like and I don't like, and who I am and who I'm not. And that's when I said that going to the jungle expands my capacity to grow, is because when I'm there, I also realize things about being in the jungle that I love that I didn't know that I did, because I didn't realize that in the last time that I was, because every time that I go, it's a new experience for me. Even though I've been going to the jungle in the last 2 years, I've probably been there already 10 times. And I know that it's going to be to a point that it will become my second home. And also, every time is different. And sometimes I go and I realize that there's things that I don't like. And then my capacity expands, my understanding expands. And also the part of bringing love and understanding to the things that I don't like or the things that make me uncomfortable is going to be very interesting. I was telling a couple of friends of mine that the day that we are going to be in ceremony is going to be the day of the eclipse, which is really interesting because we weren't supposed to be in the jungle at that time based on the plans that were made beforehand. However, plans tend to fall apart sometimes when you work in this space. It doesn't matter how much can you plan. Sometimes things choose to unfold in the way that they're supposed to unfold. So the day that I was supposed to be in the jungle is the day that I end up moving to my new apartment, because I end up moving the dates 2 weeks further away of what it was supposed to be. And here we are. Now we're going to the jungle on April 5th or April 5th. And the first ceremony will be, no, I'm sorry, the second ceremony will be the ceremony where the eclipse will happen, and it will be the same day. So I'm really excited about the time that I'm going to get to spend down there. I'm going to be down there for almost 20 days, which is really nice. There's going to be moments that I'm going to be able to be by myself and reflect and connect and study. And there's going to be moments where I'm going to be serving and going to be working with people and supporting them in their intentions and working with the maestra. So I'm really excited to go down there, extract some information for all of you, deepen my understanding and my knowledge around different aspects of life, including things like navigating the understanding of the triggers that happen and the depths of it. One of the things that I'm currently working on, and I think I mentioned that, is people pleasing. And I'm learning so much about that particular trauma of people pleasing and where does it come from and how it was born and what it's connected to. And one of the things that I haven't yet been able to figure it out for myself is the connection of people pleasing in the terms of like, okay, so if I'm people pleasing, what is lacking? Am I lacking, like, of course, a sense of safety is the first thing that comes to mind. But then, of course, then ends up being tied to fear because all emotions stem from fear or love. But I know that there is a deeper layer to it for me, at least. Maybe not. Maybe there is nothing. But it's being in that curious space, now knowing that that is the trauma that I'm working on, it's being in that space and allowing it to come to me without any judgment, without any shame or rejection, but just being it to be. And that is wonderful. So when I come back, I'll be sharing with all of you my experience. If you have any specific questions regarding anything that can happen in the jungle or anything at all that you want me to go down there and get it from the shaman or get it from the local community or anything like that, let me know and I will very happily bring that question with me and then answer it when I come back. And if you want to email me, you can email me and say, hey, Jimena, I have these questions. Can you please go down there, talk to your shaman and ask these for me and then bring them back? That will be a joy for me because then I also learn from your question. So I completely invite you to do that. When I come back in May, one of our episodes is going to be with an amazing woman. Her name is Cress. She used to work at Shaman Flora and she's been living down there for 7 to 10 years. I'm not really sure the number, so I'm not going to lie to you on that. She's going to be joining us and sharing her medicine and what she's doing. She is very, very well study around plants and working with plants and healing people with them and using tinctures, which I'm really excited to partner with her. So she's been coming to the space. And then I also have 2 more guests that will be a beautiful, beautiful surprise that I'm excited to bring. One of them is one of our facilitators. She also has a vast experience. And then another one is a really lovely friend of mine, a psychologist and also well-versed in plants, a biologist. So it will be really interesting to bring this new perspective into the space, see what the jungle has to bring into the space too, as I'm down there collecting ideas and immersing myself in the space so then I can come back and bring it to you and give you that information. So with that being said, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for continuing listening to me every Wednesday. I will think of you and go down to the jungle and make sure that while I'm down there asking the medicine to give you all my beautiful listeners the love and the support that they need during these times. And I'll see you in May. Have a wonderful time. Stay connected with me through Instagram or message me to info@shamanflora.com. That's where you can send your questions. And hasta la próxima. Bye. Thank you for joining us on this magical voyage. Your presence means the world to us. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show on your preferred platform and catch our next episode next Wednesday. Your support spreads the wisdom of plant medicine far and wide. And remember to connect with our community on Instagram, join our Facebook group at Shaman Flora, or visit our website for exclusive content and resources at shamanflora.com. Until next Wednesday, and friends, stay inspired, stay connected, and let the healing power of the plants illuminate your path. Many blessings to you, and thank you for being part of the Shaman Flora family.